giving a formal apology to Trump about what happened, because he tried to find the alternative plan. Europe said, no, sorry, we can't really help you. Then he comes groveling back to the U.S., understanding the only person who can kind of get him out of the situation is Trump. That's number one. Secondly, though, I think it's also very interesting to me how Zelensky's rhetoric about what he wants here, his demands, have changed. Because if you remember back to several years now and in the early part of Trump's presidency, he, as I keep on saying, was being completely delusional. He was saying, we want no territory. We want to give up none of our territory, despite the fact that Russia currently occupies the territory. And then basically Russia has to leave. Russia has to even give us back Crimea, which was ceded back in 2014. And, you know, despite the fact that Trump says we have no cards in this war, we want everything. Well, as you'll see here today, Zelensky is no longer talking about that. And he's not directly addressing the issue of territory, although Putin has since today actually said that if you give us the Donetsk region, we are willing now to end the war. So here are those full details. So behind the scenes, apparently Trump called Zelensky from Air Force One on his way back to Washington from Alaska. Marco Rubio and Special Envoy Steve Witkoff were on the call. They spoke with Zelensky for an hour, and then the leaders of UK, France, Germany, Italy, Finland, and NATO and the EU Commission, and they joined the call for another half hour. According to the source,